Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Consultant, and today we're going to be talking about your engineering force multiplier. In case you're unaware of the term, a force multiplier is something that actually multiplies whatever force you currently have. I believe it comes from military lingo. It is quite common in Hebrew, which I speak, but I believe that it is essential when it comes to the way you model your work and your team's work in order to be even more effective. I've started using this term to describe engineering effectivity I don't know how many years ago, and only later did I realize that Andy Grove's leverage concept from the High Output Management book has some similarities to it. But I believe, if you know that concept as well, that a force multiplier is more direct. This talks specifically about how you multiply whatever work is being done by your team, not just leveraging whatever you can do, but actually and truly making it much more effective and increasing its force. When you're considering how good you are and your organization are at being a force multiplier for the entire company, you should measure it in several levels. First of all, it is at your own level, the executive level. My best clients are essentially 100% invested in being this force multiplier, even if they are not aware of the metaphor. You have many, many opportunities in your day-to-day to do so. And not surprisingly, what is not a good use of your time is stuff, for example, like running from meeting to meeting or politics. For you to be an effective force multiplier, you need to make sure that you are at the table, for example, when it comes to upstream decisions. Decisions as they are being made before they are handed to your organization for execution. Over there, before decisions have become final, you have the ability to sway things. And then you can actually make sure that whatever your team ends up doing is something they are more capable of. Or just because you are more aware of what's coming ahead, you can be better prepared. That's a great example of force multiplication. Likewise, your own decisions when it comes to your team, not even the fact that you make the right decisions, but simply making decisions effectively and in an improving manner. No one always makes the best decisions, but I see so many managers wasting so much time simply hashing over the same thing without making a decision. And that slows down your entire organization. Also, as the executive, you have the ability to mold your own organization's culture and value. These then affect how your entire team does its work. There are cultures that are less effective and cultures that are way more effective. For example, are you a culture that is safe for failure? I have a previous episode about that. Do you have the values that say we bring up innovation, we try things, we speak up whenever something looks wrong? All of that comes from your direction. If people do not feel like they can speak up, if they see an issue, they won't. And when that happens, things crumble down. So your ability to put this into your culture and into your team's values translate to your own ability to be a force multiplier every time such a case happens in your team, even if you're not aware of it. That's the beauty of it. Of course, force multiplication also applies to how you structure your team. You can create a team that's basically a bunch of silos that have so much communication overhead between them, or you can create an effective team that is business goal oriented and actually gets things done. And to get that, you also have the mandate to fix the processes in your organization so that whatever structure you have is operating smoothly. All of this is basically up to you in pretty much any organization. And you have the ability to affect so much amazing work just because you have that power. So make good use of it. Of course, there's also the matter of your own productivity. I see so many leaders who are not good at making sure they invest their time at what they should be doing. Do you make sure to have the time to have leadership time? Leadership time means that you can think about things through, that you plan ahead, that you know what you're going to be doing. Your own productivity and making sure that you have the time to lead is essential. And I don't think I know even a single executive who is a great force multiplier without this. And lastly, of course, there's strategy. In small startups, strategy boils down to what you do with the CEO and the other executive. In bigger companies, you are likely to have your own strategy to discuss what will make your division reach its goals. We'll dig more deeply into strategy soon, maybe even in the next episode, but I just want to stress the fact that if you do not have a solid strategy or you're not part of that strategy, you are missing out on the golden opportunity to have an amazing effect on your team. Strategy is key here. If you want to chat with me about your team's strategy and how you can be the most effective you can be, I have a new strategy offering and you should hit me up right now. My email is in the show notes. But all this boils down to how you, an executive, can place yourself to be an amazing engineering force multiplier. But you are not the end of the line. After you, there's your whole management team. And here, things might seem a bit similar because an executive is a manager as well, but we have a different skill. So first of all, a good manager acts as a force multiplier when it comes to shaping the work. That means that once they get a task and objective, and they need to decide on the way to solve it, they need to shape the work so that when it comes to their own people who implement it, those people do it the most effective way. They know where the boundaries are, what should be done, where should they dig into it. Then there's cooperation. Managers have the ability to create amazing cooperation across your teams. If managers are all focused on turf war, or they simply enjoy silos, they're essentially ruining your team's ability to be at its most productive. You, as the executive, have the responsibility to create a team out of your management team. But when it comes to the daily execution, every time a manager knows when he or she needs to talk to a different team to make things smoother or to make sure there's no issue here, or because they see an opportunity for cooperation. And of course, there's the people management stuff here. I've talked about your P2P count, how many people are stuck as juniors forever. Good managers fix that. They are responsible for the personal growth of their people with effective feedback, with coaching, mentoring. This is how you create a great team, and a manager that's not able to create such a team as a manager who is not a multiplier of his or her team. And lastly, of course, there's initiative. When I coach executives and managers, I know that the person that comes up with initiative is almost always the best force multiplier in the organization. I love those people who speak up in meetings and have a different idea, or who come up with their own agenda to some meeting. Those are the people who make the organization tick. Those are the people who can make a huge dent on your company. So if you spot these, give them all the recognition you can in the world, because these truly are force multipliers. A VP can very easily smother such a great manager, and that in turn can ruin the effectivity of an entire team and actually of other teams as well that see what is rewarded and what is not. So make sure that you treat initiative as something almost sacred. And of course, we have your ICs, your individual contributors. They have the ability to be force multipliers as well. When it comes to engineering force multipliers, it shouldn't be a surprise that they are able to act as one. But of course, they won't be as big of a multiplier as your managers can be, and of course not as big as you can be. The key here is to have so many of them be effective multipliers so that together they create a huge mark. That comes with, first of all, innovation. If I want managers to come up with initiative, I want your ICs to constantly have innovation, have novelty. They should come up to product and say, maybe we should do that. They should have the product mastery, which I've talked about in previous episodes, so that they can know when they should not dig too deep into an issue because it's not worth it, or when they might be missing something from product that no one thought about. Or maybe they have a new angle for how to treat things. Or if you're listening to what I've said many, many times, you have your ICs see how customer success works and they witness the actual hardships of your users, they might have great ideas on how to improve things. I want that innovation. That ability to be a large head, as we say in the Israeli army, is amazing. You want people who don't just wait to get orders. You want people who come up and say, I think we should do that. Again, this initiative, especially for innovation and novelty, not just for treating technical debt, is golden. So treasure that. Next, of course, there's cooperation and communication. We all know those great engineers who can tackle whatever task you give them, but they do not make their teams better. Force multiplication means that they are not just themselves the best they can be, because there's a limit to how fast they can make the keyboard go clickety-click. If they can make their whole team be better, then you are getting not 20 minutes more done in a day, you can get weeks every quarter. And that comes with great cooperation, putting egos aside as much as possible for our beloved engineers. And no offense, I'm one. And of course, communication, especially right now, if you're working from home because of the coronavirus pandemic, you can see that person who's capable of communicating succinctly and getting their point across in written form can be a huge time saver and have an amazing effect on productivity, because you're saving days of back and forth email with a good meeting, or you're saving a bunch of meetings with a great email. Both are possible. And it boils down to how good you communicate. Mentoring, of course, is another way they can make their whole team better. If they get their teammates and make them be better at what they do because they show them a trick, because when there's an issue, they don't just act as a hero and fix it, they help them understand what was done wrong. Those are the people who make their whole team grow. And of course, there's always challenging the status quo. I hope that management, and you of course do it every day, but having people have that sense of agency and knowing they can say, why are we doing that? I know we've been doing it that way since I joined the company, but maybe we should consider this or that. Those, again, are great signs of initiative that you want to foster and you want to celebrate them. Whenever you get any good nugget here, you should make it known. It should be on your Slack. It should be on your all hands. You're not going to reward lines of code. You're not going to reward Jira tasks being done. And you shouldn't even celebrate a team that constantly gets 100% of its tasks done sprint after sprint, because that means they are not pushing it. They're always in their comfort zone. And you want people who sometimes, not all the time, stretch things, put in novelty, take initiative, challenge the status quo. And that comes only with that price of being able to do that and seeing that it's safe, even if you fail. So celebrate the great attempts. Don't just celebrate whoever always succeeds. Force multipliers are a great way to measure the performance and effectiveness of your people and for you yourself. In my dreams, we can whip out your team's organizational chart and see the multiplier next to each and every person. Dave is a 1. He doesn't help anyone. Jane actually has a multiplier of 6, and you as the executive have a multiplier of 127. These are how you make everyone surrounding you better. you're not just focused on your own output, you're not just focused on your next promotion or on your next raise, you make everything around you better. If someone is not a team player, they may be amazing and more than certainly worthwhile to hire, but there's a hard limit to how good they can be. Cultivate those people who can make everything around them better and not just focus on themselves. I will be rolling out soon new offerings for Engineering Force Multiplier. There's the Executive Force Multiplication for you, there's the system for managers, and there's the system for your ICs. If you're interested to hear about the beta versions and taking part, send me an email, it's in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thank you very much for joining me. I hope that listening to this has made you realize how you can be a better force multiplier in your team and helped you spot those people in your team you should be spending more time with. Create a cascading array of force multipliers in your organization and see the magic happen. Thank you for joining me and talk to you soon.